I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about the underrated power of referrals and why it's your next growth lever. We're going to talk about all things referrals. So I'm going to start off discussing what the referral flywheel is and why it's so important for your business. I'm going to give you a step-by-step blueprint on how to build out a referral program. We're going to talk about some more advanced tactics for referral programs, as well as how to turn a referral program into a group of raving fans and into a community, essentially building a community-driven brand. Super excited about this. I think most people understand that referral could be a part of their business, but I've seen more often than not, people don't effectively tap into it because you've all heard the saying, word of mouth is your best advertising, but have you really harnessed its full power for your business? So today, we're diving into the world of referrals. We're uncovering why they're a gold mine, especially for those of us who already have some solid business momentum. So let's get into it. We're going to kick this off with the referral flywheel. Now, now. Referrals are not just about getting a few customers here and there. They're about creating a self-sustaining engine of growth, a referral flywheel. Imagine this. Customer A loves your product or service so much, they tell customer B about it. Customer B is more likely to trust a recommendation of a friend and becomes a customer. Impressed with their experience, customer B tells customer C, and the cycle continues. This isn't just a linear process. It's a compounding effect. Each satisfied customer becomes an ambassador, driving new leads, new sales, with really minimal effort on your part. But why does this work so well? Because of trust. People trust recommendations from friends and family more than any other form of advertising. There's social proof. Referrals create social proof, signaling to others that your product or service is valuable. And then it reduces your acquisition costs. Referrals often come with lower acquisition costs than traditional marketing channels. So why is this? Well, there's psychology behind referrals. There's psychology on both ends. There's psychology why people buy from individuals that refer a product to them, but there's also a psychology as to why people refer your product or service in the first place. And it's not just incentives, even though those can help a little bit. It's rooted in human psychology. There's reciprocity hardwired into each and every one of us. We are hardwired to return favors. When someone recommends a great product, we feel indebted and want to help them out by using their referral. There's status. Sharing something valuable makes us look good and knowledgeable. We want to be seen as the person who discovers the next big thing. And there's altruism. We genuinely want to help our friends and family find products or services that will improve their lives. When we understand these psychological triggers, we start to understand how to use them to craft a referral program that taps into these motivations. So at a very high level, what are the basics of a killer referral program? Here's how to design a program that works. You make it easy, so your referral process should be dead simple. Think about user-friendly links, QR codes, or social media sharing buttons. You incentivize, so you offer enticing rewards to both the referrer and the referee. Cash, discounts, exclusive perks, free products can all be effective. You personalize it. You can encourage customers to share their unique referral codes with friends and family, adding personal touch to the process, and you track and measure. You use referral software to track your program success, and you have to measure metrics like referral rate, conversion rate, and customer lifetime value from referrals. You can also offer, for a more advanced strategy, tiered rewards. You can offer increasing rewards for multiple referrals, encouraging customers to share even more. You can gamify it. You can create a leaderboard or badges to make referrals fun and competitive. You can set up some partnerships, partner with complementary businesses to offer a joint referral program. And you can also set up advocate programs. You can identify your most loyal customers and invite them to become official advocates for your brand. So if you have an existing referral program, start to ask yourself these questions. These are also good questions to ask yourself if you're just getting your first referral program set up. Is it easy customers to refer their friends? Are the rewards compelling enough? Are you promoting your program effectively? Are you tracking the results and making data-driven improvements? If you answered no to any of these questions, you have to level up your referral game. Referrals are a very powerful growth lever, especially for advanced entrepreneurs, especially for beginner entrepreneurs as well. But if you have not started to use referrals and you already have business growth, you are leaving a lot on the table. When you start to understand the psychology of referrals and design a well-crafted program, you can unlock a sustainable source of new customers and sales. Now, let's get tactical and go a little bit deeper into building a blueprint for your own referral program. This isn't about a cookie cutter approach, but about understanding the key elements and tailoring them to your specific business and audience. So step one, define your goals. What are you trying to achieve with your referral program? More customers, higher average order value, increased brand awareness. Your goals will dictate the structure and the incentives of the program. Step two, identify your ideal referrers. Not all customers are created equal when it comes to referrals. Look for your most engaged, satisfied, and influential customers. These are the people who are most likely to spread the word enthusiastically. Step three, choose your incentives wisely. The right incentives are crucial for motivating your referrers. Consider your target audience's preferences. Cash rewards, discounts, exclusive products, charitable donations can all be effective depending on your brand and your customers. Step four, make it easy to share. Remove any friction from the referral process. Provide clear instructions, easy to use referral codes, social sharing buttons. The easier it is to refer, the more likely your customers will do it. Step five, promote your program. Don't just launch your referral program and hope for the best. Actively promote it through email campaigns, social media, website banners, and even in-person interactions. Make sure your customers know about the rewards they can earn. Step six, track and measure. Implement tracking mechanisms to measure the success of your referral program. Track metrics like referral rate, conversion
conversion rate, customer lifetime value from referrals, and overall ROI. Use this data to optimize your program over time. Step 7, show gratitude. Don't forget to thank your referrers for their support. A simple thank you note, a small gift, exclusive access to new products can go a long way in building long-term relationships with your most valuable customers. Now, you also want to avoid some referral pitfalls because even the best laid plans can go sideways. Here's some common referral pitfalls to avoid. Overly complex rules. Keep your program simple and easy to understand. Complicated rules are going to deter participation. Unattractive rewards. If your incentives aren't appealing, your customers won't bother referring. Make sure your rewards are valuable and relevant to your target audience. Poor communication. Don't assume your customers will automatically know about your referral program. Actively promote it. Make it easy to find information. Lack of follow-up. Don't just reward referrers for their initial actions. Follow up with them and their referrals to ensure a positive experience and encourage further engagement. And lastly, ignoring fraud. Implement measures to prevent fraudulent referrals, such as verifying identities and monitoring for suspicious activity. When you steer clear of these common mistakes, you will increase the chances of creating a successful and sustainable referral program that drives long-term growth for your business. Now, you grasp the full referral funnel. Let's talk about some more advanced tactics to really elevate your game. So, advanced tactic number 1, double-sided, non-linear rewards. Instead of simple one-time rewards, you can create a system where both the referrer and the referee continue to benefit as the referred customer engages further. For example, a SaaS company could offer the referrer a discount each month their friend remains subscribed. Micro-influencer campaigns. So, big influencers do have great reach, but micro-influencers often have higher engagement within niche communities. Partner with those audiences that actually align with your ideal customer profile. Psychographic segmentation. Go beyond basic demographics. Segment your customers based on interests, values, or buying behaviors, and tailor your referral messaging and incentives to resonate with each psychographic group's motivations. Exclusive community building. Host virtual or in-person events only for top referrers. This could be a mastermind group, a private webinar with industry experts, or even access to exclusive products and services. Predictive analytics. Utilize referral software that doesn't just track, but predicts. Identify which customers are most likely to refer based on past behavior and engagement patterns, then target them with personalized nudges and offers.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want. You can add your top cards to a comparison table and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts. And the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.
These advanced tactics are going to take a little bit more investment, but the returns can truly be exponential. When you demonstrate a deep understanding of your customers and you go beyond basic incentives, you create a referral program that's truly engaging and self-sustaining. Here's a few tools that can get you started. So for double-sided rewards, Refersion allows for tiered rewards that scale based on the number of referrals, and FriendBuy facilitates recurring rewards for referrers based on ongoing customer activity. Micro-influencer platforms, Grin helps you discover and manage relationships with relevant micro-influencers, and Upfluence offers an all-in-one platform for influencer marketing campaigns. Psychographic segmentation. Crystal Knows is a great tool to analyze personality profiles to help tailor communication, and Segment allows for advanced customer segmentation and targeted messaging. And referral events and communities, you can use Bevy. It specializes in virtual and hybrid events tailored for community building. You can use Orbit. It helps track and nurture community members, identifying potential advocates. And for predictive referral analytics, you can use Xtol, which uses AI to identify high potential referrers and automate personal outreach. And you can use Ambassador, which provides advanced analytics to measure and optimize your referral program's performance. When you start to combine these advanced strategies with the right tools, you're going to be well on your way to building out a referral program that not only drives growth, but also fosters a loyal community of brand advocates, which brings me to my last thought on referrals. How do we turn referrals to raving fans, to loyal community, to brand advocates? How do we build a community-driven brand? Because we've covered a lot of ground in our referral journey, from foundational principles to advanced tactics. But today, now, we're going to talk about zooming out to the bigger picture, how referrals are just one piece, albeit crucial one, of puzzle when it comes to building a community-driven brand. I want to talk about how to foster a passionate following of brand advocates that not only refer your product, but become active participants in your brand's story. Now, why is this important? Why do we have to go beyond transactions and care about the power of community? Because in today's crowded marketplace, transactions alone aren't enough. Customers crave connection, belonging, and a sense of shared purpose. When you build a community around your brand, you're tapping into something much deeper than a mere exchange of goods or services. Think about some of the most iconic brands in the world, like Apple, Harley Davidson, Peloton. These brands have cultivated communities of passionate fans who go way beyond just buying their products. They wear their merchandise, they attend the events, they actively participate in online forums, discussion. These communities offer tons of powerful benefits. Increased loyalty. Community members are more likely to stick with your brand through thick and thin. There's organic marketing. Your community becomes a self-sustaining marketing machine, generating authentic content and spreading the word organically. And there's product innovation. Community feedback can provide valuable insights for product development and improvement. And lastly, brand resilience. A strong community can help your brand weather storms and emerge stronger than ever. Now, it's not easy to do this. Building a thriving community takes time, effort, and a genuine commitment to connecting with your customers. But here are a few strategies to think of on top of all the initial conversation we had with referrals. So after referrals are done, you have your program kicking. How do you incorporate some of these ideas? So a few key strategies: create a shared purpose. What is the bigger mission behind your brand? What values do you and your customers share? Define a clear purpose that resonates with your community and gives them a reason to rally behind your brand. Facilitate interaction. Provide platforms for your community to connect, whether it's dedicated online forum, social media groups, or in-person events. Encourage conversations, share user-generated content, create opportunities for members to interact with each other. Empower your advocates. Identify your most passionate customers, or it could be referrers, and empower them to become your brand ambassadors. So give them early access to new product. Invite them to exclusive events. Recognize their contributions publicly. publicly. Foster a sense of belonging. You want to celebrate your community's wins, your referrer's wins, big and small. Create rituals and traditions that make members feel like they're part of something special. And lastly, when you're building out a referral program just at the beginning, or you've graduated it to a full-fledged community that's helping your brand grow organically through word of mouth, always lead with authenticity. Be transparent, be genuine, be approachable. Share your brand's story, your brand's values, even your challenges with your community. Show them the human side of business. Referrals and community are intrinsically linked. A thriving community naturally generates more referrals, as members are more likely to share their positive experiences with friends and family. But it goes deeper than that. Referrals can actually help you build your community. When a new customer joins through a referral, they're more likely to feel connected to your brand from the start, as they already have a personal connection through the referrer. To leverage this synergy, consider a few strategies. So referral challenges. Encourage community members to participate in referral challenges, rewarding top referrers with exclusive community perks or recognition. You want to have community exclusive rewards. So offer special rewards or discounts that are only available to members of your community. And lastly, ambassador programs. Create a formal ambassador program that rewards top referrers with special status, access, and opportunities to shape the direction of your community. Measuring the impact of your community building will tie back to the success of your referral program. When you look beyond traditional metrics like sales and focus on community-specific indicators like engagement, track metrics like comments, shares, likes, time spent on community platforms. If you start to try and identify sentiment, if you analyze the tone and content of community conversations to gauge overall sentiment towards your brand, if you start to measure advocacy, measure the number of user-generated reviews, testimonials, social media mentions, and lastly, if you track referrals, the exact percentage of new customers who came through referrals from your community. When you regularly monitor these metrics, you can identify areas for improvement and double down on what's working. Referrals are just the beginning. By building a thriving community around your brand, you create a powerful engine for growth, for loyalty, and for innovation. And it really is a long-term investment that pays off in spades as your community becomes your most valuable asset. Now, I want to talk about some real-world referral examples to really solidify our understanding. We're going to analyze a few different programs that have generated some really remarkable results. So Morning Brew, this is a daily newsletter. It's skyrocketed in popularity thanks to its referral program. Readers who had referred friends received exclusive merchandise, access to events, even a chance to have their name featured in the newsletter. This tapped into the desire for recognition and exclusivity, driving massive engagement and growth. Tesla, so we all know Tesla. Elon Musk's electric car company had arguably one of the most successful referral programs in history. They offered tiered rewards, including exclusive access to new models, invitations to launch events, and even a free Tesla Roadster for referring enough friends. The aspirational nature of the rewards perfectly aligned with Tesla's brand image and target audience. Robinhood, the investing app, they leveraged the power of FOMO, or fear of missing out, by offering free stock to both referrers and referees. This created a sense of urgency and excitement. It drove rapid user acquisition and growth. Glossier, this beauty brand built a cult-like following thanks in part to their referral program. So they offered discounts to both the referrer and the referee, encouraging customers to share their love for the brand with their friends. This created a network effect, which each new customer became a potential advocate. See, these are just a few examples of the diverse ways in which referral programs can be structured and incentivized. The key is to finding what resonates with your specific audience and aligns with your brand identity. So just to take this home, the power of referrals is undeniable. When you understand the psychology behind them, crafting a well-structured program and fostering a community of brand advocates, you can start to unlock a sustainable source of growth for your business. And as the business landscape changes, it continues to evolve. Referral programs are going to remain a crucial tool for acquiring new customers, building trust, and driving long-term success. It's time to embrace the referral revolution and unleash the full potential of your customer base. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.
I have to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's podcast, LinkedIn. Now, when you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs isn't just a job board. It helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. And did you know that in a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites? So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. What really amazed me was how quickly I found qualified candidates on LinkedIn. 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. It's like hiring professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. As small business owners, we're always juggling multiple responsibilities. LinkedIn understands this and constantly finds ways to make the hiring process easier. They've even launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even quicker. And it's really no wonder why 2.5 million small businesses use LinkedIn for hiring. I can't recommend it enough for finding top-notch professionals who could take your business to the next level. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. All right, listeners, please welcome our real-life finance nerd from NerdWallet, Sean.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Now, we all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but it's much more than that, right?
Yeah, so much more. I mean, even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, you can add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
So smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so that you can find the smartest financial products.
All right, you hear that, world. NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thank you for that important PSA, Scott.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings accounts and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks so much, Sean. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Scott, I think that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS, 1617539.
Nerds! I just need to take a second to thank Keeper Tax for supporting Success Story. I am genuinely excited to tell you about Keeper Tax. Why? Because I hate doing taxes. I hate the stress. I hate the spreadsheets. I hate the deadlines. I hate the tracking of the expenses. I hate the maximizing deductions. I hate the learning all the laws and the rules. And honestly, Keeper, it's just, they've been a game changer. Here's why I love it. Keeper automatically scans my expenses for tax deductions. I just link my cards and boom, it categorizes everything. No more messy spreadsheets, no more lost receipts, and the best part, I can see my tax savings in real time. It's incredibly satisfying watching that number go up with every purchase. On average, Keeper users get an extra $1,200 back, and that's a lot of latte. So if you want to try what's working for me, for a limited time, get a free trial and 10% off your subscription at keepertax.com/Scott. That's keepertax.com/Scott for a free trial and 10% off. Trust me, your future self and your wallet will thank you.